This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Welcome to Joy on Paper, a program for writers and those who dream of writing, and for everyone who wants to know the story behind the book. And I am so happy to welcome back to Joy on Paper, Rick Bava. He has a lot of big news to tell us about because he is going to tell us about two awards that today's Senior Magazine just won. Hi, Rick.
Hello, Patsy. So good to speak to you again. And so glad to be a guest right after the big celebration of your 9th anniversary. What an accomplishment on your part. So happy to join you and your audience.
Well, thank you, Rick. It's wonderful to talk to you again. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Patsy, listening.
Okay.
And happy to participate with you. It must have been very exciting for you to gather a lot of the authors and put some of the great data together. You got such a success story with Joy on Paper.
Well, I was very, very blessed that Tasha Alexander and her husband, Andrew
yeah.
Child, or he was Andrew Grant, the now the brother, of course, of Lee Child, and who has...
Yeah.
is doing the Jack Reacher books. So
right.
It was a thrill. They called in from London.
They were
all the way up there. But they wanted to join me, and they've been so good to Joy on Paper. As you know,
yeah.
during the pandemic, when it was difficult for me to get in and I was broadcasting from my kitchen.
Right.
They took over the show and hosted it one day for me. So they've just been terrific, and I am so grateful to them. And I love thinking of them being in England at this time of the year, because for me, this was my favorite time in
yes,
England.
Yes, yes, you have such a history with the UK.
And yes, exactly. Of course, Tasha mentioned daffodils and walking
oh.
in London. And
isn't that great?
This is a daffodil season in England, and we used
yeah.
to travel all around to the flower shows in the great manor houses and the, and
yeah.
every place where they had these wonderful, beautiful gardens. And you'd have in some places you'd have really miles of daffodils. It was
oh,
fantastic.
Oh wow! If I may, Patsy, I'd like to give a shout out to Jim Lamb. I know he's one of your regular listeners, and of course, he's one of the most professional writers out there. But I want to single him out this time because, as many of your audience may know, you sent out a press release about the 9th anniversary, and it was so widely accepted, so widely seen, and it got so much exciting buzz, and I know Jim was at the forefront for you on that, and I thought we would want to recognize him.
Oh, absolutely. He is just terrific in the way that he handles press releases. It is the best. It is the top-notch work, and he gets it
yeah.
out there, and he gets of course, he understands Joy on Paper, and he loves the program.
Right.
He's been... was my
right.
first fan to write to me.
Right.
All the way back in 2015. It's hard to believe. Wow, and that's actually the year that your book, In Search of the Baby Boomer Generation, was released.
Well, I was so honored. It was one of my first shows that I did for the book, and it really was one of the reasons why it got so much acclaim, because you... were able to dig in and share the data within the book, and that was really great. You know, the baby boomer generation is really still top of mind. Of course, with the magazine, Today's Senior Magazine, we're in our 20th year now, Patsy, and we, of course, are the leading publication serving baby boomers and seniors. And I was so pleased to have you mention, yes, we were just voted Publisher of the Year for the state of California and the state of New Jersey, and you can imagine the buzz around Today's Senior Magazine for that. It was such an honor.
Oh, I think it's fantastic. You do such a wonderful job of reaching out and giving baby boomers the information they need, that they,
yes,
they really desperately need. Ideas on how to stay healthy, ideas on how to just how to socialize, because so many baby boomers are alone and they need this socialization. So you do such a service for the baby boomer generation.
Oh, thank you for saying that, Patsy. And you know, I get a lot of, as the old timers used to say, a lot of cards and letters from the readers, you know, and they like the topics that we take up, you know, because it's the topics top of mind for the baby boomer generation, anything from caring for an elderly parent to interaction with family and navigating the 21st century. It's really interesting, and we like to look back and look forward.
Well, you've really tapped into something very important here. This connection that people need to each other, and that people need to know that somebody cares. And I think so many of your articles do that, and you've been very kind. I know that you've done some wonderful articles on authors who have been on Joy on Paper, and
right,
they are much appreciated, and I know they are so grateful to you, and they use these wonderful articles, these reviews that you've done for them, and they use them in their press packages, and it is impressive, your work, of course, what you do. Explain what you do there with the magazine and your particular the reviews that you do.
Well, Patsy, I should say, first of all, I'm very proud of the association that we have with Joy on Paper. It's great to be able to share back and forth information and exchange. We at Today's Senior Magazine, I in particular, am part of the leadership team. Our mission is to bring great content and resources to baby boomers and seniors. The baby boomers are excited that they have a publication that is zeroed in on them. And, of course, the seniors, they feel underserved, you know, especially some of the older ones. And a lot of times they'll call us up and say, I read this particular article on page 17, and sometimes they just want to talk, you know. And I'm responsible for not only a lot of the content, but I'm really responsible for driving the business, making sure that we have a great advertising base, obviously the marketing of the organization and the communication. And that is why having alliances with leading shows like yourself is very, very important.
When you wrote your book, of course, in 2015, tell us a little bit about the baby boomer generation, what it means, and what it changes. Now, this is a long time, you know, it's 9 years. How have things changed? And are you going to have a second edition of Baby Boomer to bring some of this new statistics that have come out about baby boomers?
You know something, Patsy, when I started to put the vision together for the book, I would have never believed that we would be sitting here in 2024 and have the content of the book being so relative. As a matter of fact, I still get a lot of feedback where they say that some of the materials in the book was kind of ahead of its time. So the relevancy of the book is at its core, and so I don't think we'll... We may try to update it a little bit, but it really really stands alone as a definitive book for the baby boomer generation, and so we're not going to touch that. What we do though is we reference the book because the book, as you recall, is set up in a passage type format. It was built around the idea of me traveling the country and interviewing over 300 baby boomers, and from those interviews came the topics to which to discuss. I just was talking to one of the people that I interviewed so many years ago, and she was responsible for the quote about, you know, women, really, where she said, you know, they used to tell us we could have it all. And she said, I think that's really true. She says, I think you could have it all. She says, just not all at one time, you know. And so those kinds of things still resonate. But talk about an experience. Who would have guessed that, you know, you make so many nice friends, and the way baby boomers opened up, that was kind of a call to arms for them.
Well, what you do in the magazine, the encouraging articles that you do,
yes,
whether it's about health or about things like walking and encouraging people to get involved, this is so important and really...
Isn't it?
It is. Yep. It is vital, because too many of them, of seniors nowadays, are overlooked, and that's not right. It's just not right. And so you bring all of these ideas together. You have wonderful, your advertisements. I like your advertisements, because you always have advertisements, I think, that really focus in on the things that are important, whether
Exactly.
Whether it's traveling and about tours that are,
yes,
you know, boomer friendly, which is important. And I love them. I love the stories that you put in here.
Well, I really appreciate you saying that, Patsy. You know, it's we're not our grandfather's Oldsmobile. You know, baby boomers at this age, if we compare it to the way our parents may be, even a greater comparison is our grandparents, we see that baby boomers are active, you know, they're wanting to do something. You know, ages 68 to 72 are different than when, you know, your grandmother wore an apron. You know, it's just a different thing. And you're right about the travel. People are out there taking the bucket list. One of our readers said to me, you know, he says, I'm my wife and I have been planning a bucket list. They're touring South America, and a lot of baby boomers are trying to balance the what they want to do for themselves and what they want to do for their families. Many are involved with their grandchildren and things of that nature. And it's just very interesting group of people, us baby boomers. The same group that said don't trust anybody over 30 is now place.
Yeah, it happens. But what's important, I love when you say about the activities, because it is
right,
so important to be active. And all of this is available if people just will find the resources. And so that's why your magazine is such a great magazine for seniors. Now, for you, what have you seen as over the years? Can you believe it's 2024?
I can't. That's a great comment. That's so astute. We shake our head every day.
Those terrible pandemic years sort of messed our minds up in many ways. It sort of put us a little bit off kilter, I feel, because I don't, in a way, you look back and, I mean, you almost just don't want to think about those years of wearing masks and standing in lines 6 feet away.
Absolutely. I think Americans as a whole, but especially the baby boomer generation, they want to breathe fresh air. That's a metaphor for what they're feeling. They want to go. They want to travel. They want to visit family. We have baby boomers who live in California and don't fly to Chicago just to see their grandchild's game. We find baby boomers getting together with three or four other couples and socializing, almost like a friendship club. I think what I see, Patsy, and I think this is maybe what you were trying to get at with your question, is I see a group of people, the baby boomer generation, who like to reminisce. They like to look back at their memories. They like the feeling of listening to a song, possibly from James Taylor or Carole King, and thinking about where they were at that point. But they're also focused on the path forward. It's not a looking back. My dad used to say, if you look back, you'll trip and fall, right? And he believed that you ought to be focusing on moving forward. Baby boomers are planning, though. They're planning for where they are. They're looking at, their finances, where they want to live. Some are moving down by you in Florida, but they're also thinking about how they can make the next 30 years the best years that they can be. They are focused on health and wellness, like you said, and people are living longer, they're taking care of themselves, and all of that is good.
Well, from my point of view, as one of my guests on the program, and it's just so amazing when you think about it, was 100, celebrated her 100th birthday.
Right.
Eugenia Lovett West.
Right,
she celebrated
right.
her 100th birthday.
How amazing.
On Joy on Paper.
Right.
And
can you believe
we were
it?
Talking, we were talking at that time, we were talking, she could remember perfectly D-Day.
Sharp. She was sharp.
Because her husband was a pilot.
Right,
Now she was 100 years old, and she had just come out with a new book at the age of 100.
Great.
About cybercrime. I mean, not a simple little book. This was very well researched. What happened is, when she was about 95 or 96, a friend of hers went to the bank, and somebody scammed her. And Eugenia got so angry about it. She started investigating, and she had written novels before, mostly historical novels about the American Revolutionary War, beautiful novels, and also some mystery stories. But when she encountered cybercrime for the first time in her life, she said, well, this isn't right. So she started investigating, and being a writer, because writers are curious, she started looking at
curious.
What was going on. And she discovered things about cybercrime that, when the book came out, I didn't know. And she wrote this wonderful, wonderful book, a mystery, but it's about cybercrime, based around cybercrime, at the age of 100.
Right, and you have to admire her. And I think when people ask me about today's Senior Magazine, you use the key word curiosity, right? They're curious. It's the continuing to want to learn, continuing to grow, continue to educate, and in some ways, continue to make a contribution to society. And, between staying active, traveling, socializing, being with family, but really, kind of continuing to work. Patsy, there's a lot of baby boomers and seniors that are involved in Encore careers, people don't retire and just play golf anymore.
And it's best not to.
Absolutely right. You're talking about people making contributions at an older age. I have a 90-year-old uncle. He ran Loyola Medical Center in Chicago for many, many years. you know, he still reviews the medical data. He still reviews what they're doing at Loyola. He can tell you the ins and outs of patient care like no other. And age has no ceiling.
Exactly. And that brings me to something that I want to start working with people and mm-hmm. and encouraging them. As you know, of course, I encourage everybody to write.
Positive,
I start the program.
I love that. Yeah.
You know, I always start the program for this program is for writers and those who dream of writing. And when seniors are thinking about it, I want to encourage them to write. Because it keeps your mind sharp, and I have something very special, a very special program I want to talk to you about. But I'm going to play the a book buzz from Bria Burton first and some commercials. I want you to hold on, and when you come back, I want to talk about a very special thing that I am offering to seniors. It's called a micro-memoir, and it is a
great.
Way for them to preserve their legacy.
Sure.
So hold on. So Big Ed will play the book buzz from Bria Burton.
Hello, fellow sci-fi readers. This is author Bria Burton reporting for Joy on Paper with your science fiction book buzz. Today's communique to galaxies near and far includes a 2024 new release, When I'm Her, by Sarah Zachrich Jeng, with stellar narration by Jesse Valinsky and Louisa Zhu. Now, let's download the book buzz. College roommates Mary and Elizabeth share a dark secret. Thanks to Mary's internship at a tech company, she borrows a proprietary technology called an empathizer, without her boss's knowledge and at the risk of arrest if anyone finds out. But how can Mary evaluate the effectiveness of the empathizer without using it? The bracelet is deceptively simple looking for a device that allows two people to switch bodies. When Mary, a quiet and less than sociable type, has the opportunity to explore the world from inside the body of drop-dead gorgeous extrovert Elizabeth, her desire to keep switching places with her roommate grows with each out-of-body experience. Many years later, their friendship long since shattered, a detective confronts Mary about the suspicious death of her former co-worker at the tech company. Mary suspects that Elizabeth is involved, and Mary has access to another empathizer, so she plans her revenge. But once she's back in Elizabeth's body, her perfect plan to get back at her former roommate quickly crumbles, as Mary realizes she's in far more danger as Elizabeth. This twisty sci-fi thriller blend will keep readers guessing and rapidly turning pages all the way to the shocking end. Author Sarah Zachrich Jeng grew up in Michigan and has always had a flair for the morbid and mysterious. Her debut novel, The Other Me, blends sci-fi and thriller genres while examining one woman's alternate lives. This is Bria Burton with your futuristic fiction fix, signing off.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Looking for inspiration? Looking for something that will intrigue you? Then this book is for you. Jim Lamb's poems start out as caterpillars, creepy, crawly, and raw. Then a miracle happens as they transform into colorful, bright, and conspicuous works of art. You can find Jim's new book of poetry, Hurting Butterflies, at Amazon.com. It's the perfect gift for the book lover in your life, even if it's you. Hurting Butterflies, the perfect holiday gift, available on Amazon. Get Hurting Butterflies.
Do you dread being called on to speak at meetings or family functions? Have you envied those who can sway an audience with well-chosen words? Do you know that people who speak well earn more money, earn more rewarding careers? Gain the confidence to master any speaking situation. Toastmasters will allow you to find your voice. Go to toastmasters.org to locate the club nearest you.
Are you an author, an artist, an inventor? Then you need to protect your valuable intellectual property. You need Larson & Larson. We have the experience and knowledge to help you with all of your legal needs, from processing trademark, copyright, or patent applications, to negotiating licensing agreements and handling litigation. The attorneys at Larson & Larson in Largo, Florida, can help protect you. Call us today for a no-cost consultation at 727-546-0660 or visit our website at LarsonPatentLaw.com.
Have you ever faced disaster? The Red Cross is always there for you. The Red Cross responds to a call for help every 8 seconds. They have never turned anyone down. Now they need your financial support so that they can be ready to help you when the need arises. Donate online at redcross.org. Thank you.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
And I am back with my very special guest, Rick Bava, and I have a special announcement to make. Are you there, Rick?
To hear it.
Okay.
I'd like to hear that announcement.
Mm-hmm. Well, April 1st is Debbie Reynolds' birthday.
Oh, wow,
now,
yeah.
I wrote a book for her. I wrote a script for her, a film that unfortunately went into turnaround because of the 2008 Wall Street crash. We were
right.
Financed, and we were within months of starting to start filming right there in Fantasy of Flight between Orlando and Tampa. And so we'd already scouted the locations. We'd already organized everything. Debbie had, of course, been to Tampa. And we were ready to go, and then when the crash happened, everything in all over the world, movies were canceled.
Right.
It was just impossible. But she was always good to me, and she was always so kind. And
yes.
So
wonderful person.
Wonderful person, and she wrote several memoirs, but one of them was called "Make 'Em Laugh," and I love that book. And
yeah.
So I wanted to, I was thinking about what could I do to just honor her. So
right.
I am going to be putting out, on April 1st, I'm going to be putting out a flip book that I will give free to people. And it is about how to make and how to create a micro memoir. So it's a shorter version of a memoir because, you know, to do a full book, a memoir, is difficult. It takes time, but still people want to get the important things in their life down on paper. And so this way, it's a micro memoir. I will give all the information people need to get started because it's not all just words. It will include photographs. It will include important things somebody wants to preserve, because boomers are thinking of the legacy and what they're leaving behind for their children and their grandchildren and great-grandchildren. But when they do a micro memoir, they can publish it. It will be published on on Amazon, so they will have it there. It will be there forever, and their family will be proud of them. You know, it might not become a bestseller, but it is a bestseller to the family, and you never know. One of my books that I carry around with me all the time, I need it, was written in 1872. It's just a little book. But this book, the person was so cheerful. She wrote, she was traveling, and she wrote happy thoughts.
Oh, and so, see, that's wonderful. Yeah.
So I want to have that kind of thing. I want to give people the idea of how, so it's not so daunting for people who, you know, I want them to have the joy on paper, but I don't want them to be nervous. So I will give this flip book, and I will send you the information, and I will make it available to people. I will be giving an email address, and when people write in, I will send them the connection to the ebook and the flip book, and they will be able to start thinking about writing a book for themselves.
Well, you know something, Patsy, that is just wonderful. And if I may offer some commentary to piggyback off of your great announcement, first of all, it just so happens that Debbie Reynolds is one of the most popular to this day with seniors, older seniors of a generation. You know, they can still talk about her Molly Brown days, and they can still talk about how she can sing and dance like the best of them. And as I was listening to your great announcement talking about Debbie Reynolds, it just so happens that one person, a senior, she's 93, who loves Debbie Reynolds, she has another unique connection to your announcement, and that is the fact that for many, many years, she kept a journal. And every night she wrote something down about what was happening in the family. And now her baby boomer children, her two daughters, can read those journals, read them to their children and their grandchildren. And it's a story of the family through the journals and through, like you say, a memoir, but that she wrote every day. And as you say, which you're such a proponent of, just writing, getting your thoughts, getting them down, it's such a contribution to a family. And as I was listening to your absolutely outstanding idea and announcement, I couldn't help but think about one of our own readers at Today's Senior Magazine.
Well, I want to share this with you, and I want to share this with everyone out there. So I will give you the information, and you can put it in your magazine and maybe write a little article about it. But I want to make sure that people preserve these memories because
right.
It is so important. It really is.
It really is, Patsy. It really is. You know, my father was a storyteller, you know, and just he liked to tell stories of, you know, his family, you know, like it came from Italy and the small town in Italy, which they came. You know, as we look back at our own memories, you know, baby boomers are the point now where we look at where we've been, where we are, and where we're going. You know, thinking about those great memories from college, the thought pattern of the first time you interviewed for a job, raising a family, and all those great things. I couldn't applaud you more for coming up with this fantastic idea and honoring a great person.
Absolutely. So I want to thank you so much for joining me today, Rick Bava.
An honor. You know, I was so excited to be a part of this because I feel like we're celebrating 9 years on the air, and I'm kind of part of the launch pad for years going forward. And Patsy, we think the world of you. We respect your work, and we at Today's Senior Magazine are honored to be associated with you.
Well, thank you, Rick. Thank you so much, and I will be in touch with you and give you the information for the Micro Memoir Project to honor
and
Debbie Reynolds.
And a good day to your audience, Patsy.
Okay. Thank you now. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
All right. Oh, he's so wonderful. And you can find his magazine online. It's just Today's Seniors Magazine. Get a subscription to it. Read it every month. He has, as I said, he has wonderful stories in there and wonderful suggestions of places that you can go and places and things that you can do. So it's really great. So he won this wonderful prize, great publisher. So anyway, that will be a wonderful thing to do today. And I have lots of announcements to make. I will wait until Thursday because I'm a little bit rushed today. I have to get to the airport. So I'm going to play some music. And recently, Lang Martin Jr. was on my program. And for everybody, this man, he has been also a very special part of Joy on Paper. And we're going to play two of his songs, Music Man and I Think Let the World Go By. And then, of course, at the same time, when I had one of the times that I had Lang on, I also had a young singer, Haley Woolbright. And, you know, when you're a young singer and you're just starting in the business, it's a daunting task to make connections. And so I had her on the program, so that she could meet Lang and Lang could meet her. And later on, she took a trip to Nashville with her husband. And it was a honeymoon trip. And they got to meet and got to sit down. And I know that it really inspired Haley to keep working, and she has, and she's recently put out two new songs. So we're going to play their songs on the way out as I'm heading to the airport. But I want to thank everybody for joining me today on Joy on Paper, and I will have a lot of announcements on Thursday. But as I said, I'm on the go. Okay, thank you. And Big Ed, I salute you all the time, every day. I'm so grateful to you.
Lights down low, turn up the radio. It's midnight and your daddy's on the air. Every record, old and new, playing just for you. So close your eyes, I'll be right there. 'Cause baby, song with a beat that can't go wrong. Stay with all night long, music man. Baby, you don't have to go to a concert. Down, just listen to my sound, and you'll feel your spirits revive. 'Cause baby, I am your music man. Oh, and I'm gonna rock you like no other can. Baby, song with a beat that can't go wrong. Stay with you all night long, music man.
parked a minivan all the way to Portland, Oregon, not Maine. We had no plans. Me and my friends trying to make the best spring break we had ever had. 30-hour drive, cross country. When we got tired and had to stop, we pulled over and slipped in a Denny's parking lot. Road tripping on the open road, no GPS that tells us where to go. There's nothing better than making memories and borrowing my parents' minivan. Road tripping on the open road, heading west so we could see the show. There's nothing better than good college friends and cruising in my parents' minivan. There's nothing better than cruising in a minivan. Nothing better. All we wanted was a little adventure. So we got it by showering at truck stops.
What?
Driving up Pikes Peak in Colorado and sleeping in our hammocks in the forests of Utah. That blew us in Clark. Stop when we hit the ocean. The sun on the Pacific glowed. Too good to be true. Waste time, it slowed. Road tripping on the open road. With GPS that tells us where to go. There's nothing better than making memories and
don't rule the day. mistakes make you who you are. If you learn to love the lessons, you may be young, but you're not fragile. There's so much behind you, but even more. In love, but it's just enough time to cherish and value a person who's been sent from above. Mistakes make you who you are.
Make it out west, so I